These are interesting times for us all. For some people, work has ground to a halt during the pandemic, or maybe for others, it's been off and on. For others, it's been pretty busy. One job that might be on the busier side, based on some of the stories I've seen the past few weeks, is the job of the private investigator. Just because there's a pandemic on does not necessarily mean people are going to stop having their affairs. Maybe the pandemic lends itself to employees trying to get out of work, employers doing something fishy, or exes using it as cover for something. James Glanville is the owner of Discreet Investigations and Security Limited. They're based in Toronto but have operations in London. He joins us now. James, appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Devin. That's quite a lead you've left me with.
What has the PI business been like during the pandemic? I mean, being a PI was always one of my dream jobs. Obviously, never worked out that way, but it's an interesting profession.
Well, we're as busy as ever, probably more busy again since this virus hit us. Everything you sort of mentioned there, Devin, if relationships are going on, you have to get a little bit more sneaky in the way that you get out of the house to see that other side. There's a lot of things going on. Employers want to watch employees. Are they following protocol? Are they social distancing? Parents are concerned if the other parent is protecting the child when they're in their care. So there's a lot of different things that we're now investigating that wasn't here, a year ago. But we're as busy as ever.
So, yeah, if you went back like 8 months, would you say, okay, when this is all beginning, think, okay, well, we're going to here's hoping we can get through this. Did you think it might be this busy, or what did you think when this all began?
To be quite honest, Devin, I thought that things were going to slow down dramatically. I was concerned, as my peers were, that we might be put on hold for a while. But it's been exactly the opposite.
You mentioned the variety of calls you're getting in terms of some of the things people want to look into. Is there a specific one that is more popular than the others?
Are you speaking of as just in the last 8 or 9 months?
Yes.
Well, again, I think the COVID is a big concern when we get into our family and childcare investigations or custody cases. Again, parents wondering, listen, when my little girl or my little boy is with their mom or dad on the weekend and possibly, with another partner, a new partner, are they social distancing? Are they, is there four or five children in a car at a time? These are the concerns now where parents used to be, what's my ex doing, or who is he dating? Now the concern lies around the child and their health.
Is that something that's easy to check out, or does COVID provide some complications to be able to do that?
Again, a good question. COVID provides a lot of complications because people just aren't out like they used to be. There are people that are avid walkers. There are people that are avid joggers. But for that 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 year old child that usually played in front of the house with some kids on the street, you don't see the children anymore. They're inside, parents are protecting them. So it's much harder to know what's going on inside the home.
It's interesting. Throughout the entire pandemic, there'd be different stories about, what's happening with couples in terms of divorces. People were expecting, there to be a lot of divorces over this. And for some others, maybe people being recommitted to their relationships. Are you seeing a lot of people wanting to check up on cheating maybe more than you might normally, or have those types of requests increased as well?
Well, and again, it's sort of, so here's the thing. If you spoke to the provincial police forces here in Ontario, they'll tell you that there's been more domestic abuse calls now in the last 8 months than they've had the prior 2 years before that. So what's happening now is that couples that aren't getting along are forced to cohabitate, and that causes stress, that causes anxiety. People are drinking more, people are possibly taking more drugs or medication, so there tends to be a little bit, the home life becomes more volatile. So we're getting calls from spouses saying, my husband's threatening me, or the husband is saying my wife is, trying to set me up for an assault charge. You know, I need you to watch her when she's not here to see if, you know, she's talking to a law firm. So it's a different kind of investigation, but it's still spousal domestic related. It's just it's taking a little bit of a different turn right now.
Would you normally? I mean, that's heavy. That's also obviously heavy stuff. I mean, that's is that something normally you would look into, or has it is that kind of more for the pandemic?
It's more for the pandemic. Again, you're in a situation where, you know, people don't have the freedom to go to a restaurant or a nightclub or a theater for that. And, you know, if people were having marital problems prior, you know, what do they do now? How do they escape that situation? And a lot of folks, they can't, especially if they're in a, you know, a condo or a small apartment or a townhouse, and they don't have the luxury of a larger home where, you know, one person can live upstairs, one person can live downstairs. They're now in that situation where they're forced to get along, and some folks just can't do that.
Are the calls you get the same in London like they would be in Toronto or anywhere else, or do they kind of vary by region?
Another good question. I would say that they're similar. When you get into the London or Guelph, some of the smaller towns as opposed to Toronto, the calls that we're getting, I'd say in the last 2 months, if you take a step back from this this virus, is people are concerned about people working outside of the house. Are they, when in their job work, whether it be construction or contractors or what have you, are they social distancing? So, again, social distancing has a big, it's a big part of our investigation, but sometimes it's work-related. Sometimes it's domestically related. But when you get into London, I've noticed Guelph, Kitchener, Waterloo, it tends to be people are concerned, is my spouse, social distancing? Are they following protocol when they're out during the day and then coming home or on the weekend seeing the kids? So it's work-related as well as social distancing.
It's really interesting. These are crazy times, and I hope you guys are staying safe, and I certainly appreciate the time today.
Listen, pleasure talking to you, Devin, and anytime, just give me a ring.
Will do. James, appreciate the time, and we'll talk again.
Be safe.
You as well. That is James Glanville, owner of Discreet Investigations and Security Limited. A really, really interesting time for them. It was especially with what he was talking about with the domestic situations, where obviously, you know, as we've talked about on the show, there has been an increase that we have seen. We've talked to police about that. We've talked to local agencies about that. For, you know, those involved in, you know, these private investigations, dangerous for them to be looking into that as well. And so you want everyone to stay safe for those domestic situations, everyone to stay safe for COVID in general. But as he said, you know, right off the top, they are much busier than before, the exact opposite as to what they were expecting. Just a really, really interesting situation.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.